Mitch, welcome back here to the program today.
Always a pleasure.
You know, we've been covering the federal government's raids of medical marijuana facilities out in California, and a lot of what they're confiscating isn't marijuana for people to smoke. It's actually a whole variety of products, all kinds of stuff, with marijuana and cannabis in it, and thus with THC in it. So let's talk about the science of this a bit today. First, you know, what happens when you eat marijuana?
Well, smoked cannabis goes directly to the lungs and then from the lungs right to the brain. So it's a really direct, really rapid way to get THC and the other cannabinoids into your system. When you eat cannabis or cannabis extracts, it tends to absorb much more slowly. It has to be broken down by the liver, and this creates often more intense effects that take a longer time to have their impact and then last for a longer time. You can see how a medical user who might want to have cannabis at a low level but in his or her system throughout the day might appreciate orally administered cannabis, so that way they can have a little bit early in the day and have it stay in their system for hours and hours, as opposed to a smoked cannabis that might essentially be all metabolized in just a couple of hours.
Mitch, I know we get a number of cannabinoids when we inhale cannabis, but do we get them all when we eat it as well?
Not only do you get all of those, but one of the metabolites made by the liver is actually more psychoactive, essentially has a higher potential for impact than the metabolites you make when you inhale cannabis. So that's why it's something where the dosage has to be something you really experiment with and get to know, but the impact of orally administered cannabis can be markedly more dramatic.
Mitch, people are likely to wonder what the intoxicating sensation is like here. So how does it compare to smoking cannabis?
Of course, it varies from strain to strain, just like with inhaled vapor, but generally the impact is more dramatic with a smaller dose with eaten cannabis, but you don't experience the full impact until markedly later. So it could take 2-3 hours after you've consumed cannabis orally to get the maximum impact, whereas with smoked cannabis, that can often be a minute or less.
Now let's talk about something very important here, the side effects. Are they any different with edible cannabis?
The only real problems related to eating cannabis and side effects are folks who don't understand their dosage. So because people don't often know, it can take a couple of hours to have its maximum impact. People eat a little bit, wait a half an hour, and think that they're not going to get any effect, and end up eating markedly more. And that's clearly going to end up having them consume more than they probably needed. The other curious thing is that if you do get munchies, if you do get improved appetite with orally administered cannabis, which is a very common and very helpful effect, unfortunately, the most convenient thing to eat may be the thing you just baked, and that would end up increasing your chances of consuming more than you really needed as well. But once, you know, this becomes common knowledge that orally administered cannabis has this slower impact, I think people will really understand that they can monitor their dosage appropriately and have the medical effects last longer with orally administered cannabis than with inhalation.
And Mitch, because the cannabis is being metabolized in the liver, are there any long-term side effects there? I mean, we've heard so much in the news lately about things like acetaminophen.
It seems extremely unlikely because this is a non-toxic set of substances. All the cannabinoids are pretty easily metabolized and removed from the body, even though they are fat-soluble. I'm much more concerned with alcohol and in combination alcohol and acetaminophen having a negative impact on the liver than I would ever worry about cannabis.
So as well as the benefits of eating the cannabis and getting all the cannabinoids, there's also a factor out there for medical patients that there's none of the very distinctive odor of marijuana. So you can take your medication without any discrimination as well.
There's actually no vapor, you know, there's nothing to create any odor. People who are concerned about respiratory effects, I always point them towards the vaporizer. But in fact, you know, there's nothing to impact your lungs from eating cannabis because there's nothing inhaled in the lungs. And that's another potential advantage when you think about it that way.
Now, I know that you're not a marijuana chef, as it were, but Mitch, what are the best methods to prepare cannabis for edible consumption.
In fact, the cannabinoids are all soluble in fat, so the easiest way to administer them orally is to essentially let them dissolve in either oil or butter. High Times has a wonderful DVD called Chef Ra, Cooking with Cannabis, or Ganja Gourmet, I guess it's called. And essentially what you see is you take about an eighth to a quarter of an ounce in a stick of butter, put it in a double boiler, let the cannabis cook for 25 to 35 minutes. Essentially, that's long enough to get the cannabinoids out without getting too much of that grassy, leafy flavor. And then go ahead and strain the butter, or you can do the same thing with a quarter cup of olive oil or corn oil or anything like that. Don't let it, you know, don't let it get too hot. Don't let it boil. Don't let it burn in there. And then you can use that in any recipe that you would use butter or oil in anyway. So Chef Ra has pumpkin pie and, you know, any kind of cake or brownie or things along those lines are very traditional cannabis consumption products. But also you could use them to make nachos or anything that you would use olive oil in. So it's really a very convenient, very versatile way to administer the medication.
You know, Mitch, the last time I was in San Francisco, I saw edible cannabis products for patients with specific THC doses printed right on the labels. So, you know, how do you figure out that dose?
In fact, if you use, a quarter ounce per stick of butter, and then you use that stick of butter to make a batch of brownies, you can just sort of divide that out and know for yourself. I think it's wonderful that the dispensaries have already, you know, made this dosage well known and that they can label things along those lines. But each individual should experiment depending on your symptoms, how much you need to use. And by all means, start very small and work up gradually to see if you can alleviate symptoms. And in truth, you almost always can, and it doesn't have to have a big psychoactive impact. So plenty of folks who are medical users don't have any intoxication because they know how much they need to eat without experiencing any cognitive effects, and they can still be completely relieved of nausea or vomiting or insomnia or any of the other symptoms that they're using cannabis to treat.
Now, an important question here, Mitch. Do people have dependency issues with regular consumption of edible cannabis?
In fact, there aren't very many studies on this kind of topic because this research isn't done a lot. But the bottom line is it's the same probable risk for addiction as you have with inhaled, and that's, you know, the 9 to 12% statistic I've talked about in the past. Yes, a few people develop tolerance or very mild cases of withdrawal, but this is not a drug that creates a lot of dependence like some of the alternative medications, including the opiates or sedatives that are used for insomnia and things like that. I really don't see addiction as a key problem, particularly among medical users.
Mitch, we've touched on the fact that people should start experimenting with doses of edible cannabis very slowly. So let's talk about that a little more. What dose should somebody start with, a patient or an individual? You know, half a brownie, 10 milligrams?
It's interesting because the comparisons with the smoked dose are probably pretty reasonable. If you can get a subjective effect with a tenth of a gram inhaled, odds are high that you would get that much or a little more with orally administered cannabis, but it would just take a longer time to have its impact. This research is still in its infancy, but that's what I would recommend.
Dr. Mitch Earlywine is author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. He's a professor at State University of New York and also a Normal Advisory Board member. Mitch, thanks again for joining us here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Always a pleasure, Chris.